Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, March 1st. Happy Saturday! You'll probably find me at a baseball field today. I'm pre-recording, but I'm hoping that it's going to be a sunny day. We're in the book of 1 Kings today, in the life of Solomon. We had a few days in the life of David. It was a very quick run through of his life, but you'll remember that David wanted to build a temple for the Lord, and the Lord told him, no, your son will build this temple. And so today we're going to see Solomon dedicate the temple of the Lord to the Lord. As we're reading, think about how Solomon describes the Lord. The Lord has kept the promise he made. I have succeeded David, my father, and now I sit on the throne of Israel, just as the Lord promised. And I have built the temple for the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. I have provided a place there for the ark, in which is the covenant of the Lord that he made with our ancestors when he brought them out of Egypt. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in front of the whole assembly of Israel, spread out his hands toward heaven, and said, Lord, the God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth below, you who keep your covenant of love with your servants, who continue wholeheartedly in your way. You have kept your promise to your servant David, my father. With your mouth you have promised, and with your hand you have fulfilled it, as it is today. Now, Lord, the God of Israel, keep for your servant David, my father, the promises you made to him when you said, you shall never fail to have a successor to sit before me on the throne of Israel, if only your descendants are careful in all they do to walk before me faithfully as you have done. And now, God of Israel, let your word that you promised your servant David, my father, come true. But will God really dwell on earth? The heavens, even the highest heavens, cannot contain you. But how much less this temple I have built? Yet give attention to your servant's prayer and his plea for mercy, Lord my God. Hear the cry and the prayer that your servant is praying in your presence this day. May your eyes be open toward this temple night and day, this place of which you said, my name shall be there, so that you will hear the prayers your servant prays toward this place. Hear the supplication of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray toward this place. Hear from heaven, your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive. Did you notice how Solomon addresses the Lord? He addresses him as the God of Israel, and that term is laden with meaning. This is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all the way through the line to David. He says, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth below. In other words, God doesn't have challengers. He is almighty. Then he reminds God that he keeps his promises. You who keep your covenant of love with your servants. God is love. His character exudes love. And anything that he does is out of love for his people. And so Solomon is asking the Lord God to be in the temple, to dwell in the temple with his people. And when they cry out to him, to hear their prayers. And I was reminded of the New Testament application of this, that we, as believers, are the temple of the Holy God, and God does dwell with us. And so wherever we are, my hope is that we will have the confidence to pray to the Lord, knowing that he hears our supplication, and when he hears us, that he will answer, he will forgive, and he will guide. Now let's turn over to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17, verses 24 through 27. The temple tax. After Jesus and his disciples arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of the 2-drachma temple tax came to Peter and said, Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax? Yes, he does, he replied. When Peter came into the house, Jesus was the first to speak. What do you think, Simon? He asked. From whom do the kings of the earth collect duty and taxes? From their own children or from others? From others, Peter answered. Then the children are exempt, Jesus said to him. But so that we may not cause offense, go to the lake and throw out your line. Take the first fish you catch, open its mouth, and you will find a 4-drachma coin. Take it and give it to them for my tax and yours. I love this little story because Peter's like bucking up and saying, yes, Jesus does pay the temple tax. And then it's like he's going into the house to be like, oh, Jesus, have you paid the tax? But Jesus doesn't make him say a word. Jesus speaks first and he explains to Simon that because he is the son of the king, he doesn't need to pay tax. But in order to be in line with the government of the world, he makes a way for Peter and for himself to pay the tax. It's just a beautiful little story for our Saturday. Now let's turn over to the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, and we'll read verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word. Lord, we do want to be a people who fear you, who reverence you, who long for your word, and who gain wisdom. In that regard, we're going to turn back to our memory verse just one more time. Remember the reference, Matthew 5:44, starts with the word but, and it's talking about enemies. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. A challenging word for our Saturday. Will you pray with me? Father, as we think about those with whom we are angry, help us to stop, take a deep breath, cover our mouths, and think about the fact that even though we are at enmity with people, you are welcoming of all who come in repentance. Help us to be a people who come in repentant faith to your throne. Lord, we thank you for the picture of the temple that you filled with your presence in Solomon's day. And we pray, Lord, that you would fill us with your presence and that we would be a temple that is holy and blameless by the power of your Holy Spirit because of the workings of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the little story about Peter paying the temple tax. We know that Jesus is Lord of all. We thank you for your reminder in Proverbs that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And so we ask, Lord, in reverence to you, that you would give us wisdom for our day. We pray, dear Lord, for all the Sunday school classes tomorrow, from the bed babies, Lord, with their teachers, to the little toddlers, Lord, who are just learning Jesus loves me, to those who are 2 and 3 who are beginning to learn the stories of Scripture, those in the 4-year-old class that are learning that a friend loves at all times, and those who are in kindergarten, who are beginning to understand the different stories of who you are and what you came to do. Bless and keep them, Lord, this week. Be with their teachers. We also lift up to you the concerns of our heart. We pray for healing for friends in need. We pray for help in situations where we don't see a way forward. And we pray for the hope of the gospel to enter into the lives of those who are despondent and don't believe. And we pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.